Ignition, Chapter 2, Stage 1, The Dream. Most people begin an online business when life gets tough. Maybe you're unhappy with your career or day job. Maybe you feel like you're coasting along in life and the years are passing you by without having achieved your goals in life yet. Maybe you want to leave a positive impact on the world when you're not around anymore. Maybe you want your kids, spouse, and family to be proud of you. Maybe you're not living true to your passion or your life's purpose. Or maybe you just want to live a more financially free lifestyle and not have to worry about money anymore. All these scenarios and more often lead you to asking, how can I make more money? At this point, most people do a few web searches, landing on a few get-rich-quick style websites where they tell you about a secret cash loophole, which provided them with their Lamborghinis, mansions, exotic women, and other exaggerated claims. Just pay them $47 per month and you get the exclusive opportunity to promote the same website that just pulled you in, paying you a commission of every sale you make. How wonderful! You only need to spam your friends and family on social media to do it. Because of their inflated claims, you see their results as normal and become discouraged when you're not making a six-figure income 3 days after starting. Or maybe you land on an opportunity to fill in surveys all day for an endless supply of cash from home. After completing two or three surveys and earning $1.17 for 3 hours of your time, and too many, sorry, you do not qualify for the survey type responses, you get discouraged with that too. How do I know? Because I fell for both of these opportunities myself, not to mention many others when I first got started online. During this stressful time, my family and friends would often laugh at my plans to make a profit online and actively discourage me from looking deeper into it because, quote unquote, I should get a real job, like them. I remember my dad actually telling me I was wasting my time and I should work more hours at the grocery store. It's funny how things turn out. Unfortunately, this scenario of failure and disappointment happens way too often at this early stage of your online venture, because you're committing the biggest online business sin, chasing the cash, regardless of whether you're actually interested in the profit-generating activity or not. This isn't a great thing to do, especially if you think back to the reasons you first started looking into this. With these types of experiences, it's no wonder most people think what we do is a scam. I did at first too. So, how do you move forward from this? At this point, there are two main paths that people take. Number one, think everything is a scam and quit, going back to their average life with an average job and a jaded, pessimistic outlook on every opportunity that passes them by, always wondering, what if? Or two, they see these initial mistakes as learning experiences, regain their optimism, then look deeper into the more legitimate business models that aren't promising get-rich-quick type results. People who take the second path are those who succeed. I know because that's what my many clients and I did to achieve our success. The others are still sitting in a forum somewhere moaning about how unfair life is. I may sound bitter about these get-rich quick type experiences, but in truth, it's these shortcomings that bring you back down to earth and see this as a real business instead of a get rich quick opportunity. You start focusing on a more real world approach instead of always looking for the easier way. When you understand that it's truly not possible to get rich overnight and it actually requires you to put in some kind of work, the next question is usually, how long will this take? Which is a great question. Personally, it took me around 3 years to reach $10,000 per month online in a near automated way, completely from scratch. Yes, that's a long time. But keep in mind, I didn't have a clue what I was doing, didn't bother asking anyone for help, and fell flat on my face more times than a greased-up monkey on roller skates. However, my coaching clients achieved their goals without having to suffer through the same issues, taking them roughly 3 weeks. Yes, that's soon, to around 2 years, depending on the client. The vast difference in time frame is based on two things: your commitment to achieving your your goals and your existing resources. First, of course, you aren't going to achieve your goals quickly if you see your venture as a hobby that you only invest an hour into every 2 to 3 weeks. My clients that saw results quickly were able to invest around 5 to 6 hours per week, around 1 hour per weekday, or sometimes a few hours on the weekend. Whereas the people that took what seemed like forever to achieve their goals seemed to get distracted by their daily life and saw their online success as more of a marathon than a sprint. So it really depends on how committed you are. Second, the word resources isn't just limited to the amount of money you have to invest, because an online business's growth isn't solely based on your budget, nor is it related to your current authority status or credibility, as that can be created from scratch pretty quickly with the right methods, even if you've never done anything like this before. In fact, we'll talk about how you can generate this authority status from scratch later in this book. Your resources are a culmination of your current knowledge, problem-solving ability, creativity, determination, amount of time you have to invest, how quickly you grasp and implement new concepts, and more. In other words, how quickly you achieve your goals really comes down to your business IQ and marketing IQ. An example of a low marketing IQ would be simply stating what you're selling without linking it back to your prospect's needs and desires. For example, this book has 200 pages and will finally help you to train your dog. Whereas someone with a high marketing IQ understands that their audience doesn't care how many pages a book has, but they actually care about the results and life-changing outcomes it can provide them with in a unique way they haven't heard before. So they focus on this in their marketing. An example of a low business IQ is making an emotional decision to pay for programs, systems, and software to sell more effectively when you haven't even decided on your business model yet, meaning many of these will be completely useless to you and an irresponsible use of your available budget. Whereas an example of a high business IQ would be making a logical decision to pay $27 per month for a service you definitely need instead of paying the much larger yearly fee up front, as this decision would free up more capital to be invested immediately in actually acquiring paying customers. We all start with different business IQs and marketing IQs, but fortunately these can be trained through experience and education. Once their business IQ, marketing IQ, and any other failing elements were improved upon, 100% of my clients, at the time of completing this book, of course, were able to achieve the $10,000 per month online profit when they followed all of the steps I gave them. Yes, that's a 100% success rate. Compare that to a traditional business where 50% of them fail within the first 5 years, according to the Small Business Association, that's a pretty staggering result. My goal for this book is to elevate your online business IQ and online marketing IQ to a level where your decisions are going to give you a boost in profit 9 out of 10 times. It'll become effortless to you. But with that said, even if you currently don't have a good marketing IQ and or business IQ, it's relatively easy to make an online business successful because it doesn't have as many moving parts, i.e. points of failure, as an offline business. For example, there are no issues with shipping, no issues with inventory, no need to have a huge team of employees, and more. Now, there are 3 core goals which lead to having a wildly profitable online business. 1. Make a net profit. I.e. you're in a positive cash flow with all expenses considered by selling products and services to people who can benefit from them. 2. Create repeat customers by providing incredible value. 3. Build a loyal audience, preferably in the form of an email newsletter, known as an email list in the marketing world. These are also in order of priority, but they usually all link to each other. For example, it's hard to not make a net profit if you have a lot of repeat customers, and you'll acquire a lot of repeat customers from building a loyal audience and providing incredible value to them. This means everything you do in your marketing efforts and your business should relate to one of these core goals in one way or another. That's it. Due to there only being three main focuses within the business, average people are starting their new online businesses from home every day. They hear the hype, see the low barrier to entry, and want a piece of the action. But how do you do that, especially if you don't have anything to sell?